I have commented before how so many of us Catholics get scared whenever we get into a little bit of a scripture, you know, question and answer. Whenever that arises and people start to question our knowledge of sacred scripture, we tend to shy away. Especially when people talk about specifics, we think, well, we don't know the Bible that much. And really, of course, as much as we hear sacred scripture, we really do know a lot. We just may not know the exact verses accompanying with it. You may have a favorite sacred scripture verse that you may know. Or you may know something like John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Another one that you should always have in your repertoire, though, is today's gospel. John 11:35. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. And Jesus wept. There you go. Tuck that one in. You know another verse. John 11:35. And Jesus wept. And it's such a powerful three words. Some translations, most of it even just narrows it down to two. Jesus wept. Because there's so much contained in those few words. Why? Why did Jesus weep? Did he not know that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead? Why would he weep? He knew that he was going to bring her back. He knew that he had the power. All of these questions, all these things that has to come. But more powerful, the fact of why he did was contained in the fact that he loved Lazarus, he loved Martha, he loved Mary, and he loves us. But I don't know how many times I myself prayed these words, Jesus wept. To remind myself that in our sorrow, in our hardships, in our struggles, that shows us the true humanity of Jesus Christ. That he unites himself so closely, so perfectly with us that whatever we are struggling with, he knows. He embraces. He came to us so that he wept when he took it all on himself as well. And he says, you are never alone in this world. He says the death of Lazarus was not going to happen so the glory of God could be revealed. But that by raising Lazarus from the dead, he knew that it would become the beginning of the end for him. That more would come to believe, but others would want to lead him to his death. It was the end of the miracles. Just as the wedding feast of Cana started things off, this was the end. He knew that when he asked Martha, he says, do you believe? Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe in me? Yes, Lord, of course I believe. I believe that you are the resurrection. I believe that you are the life. If I asked you, you would offer the same thing. Yes, Lord, of course we believe. But how many times when life becomes difficult? How many times were we faced with sickness and death and hardships? Do we honestly have that little voice that says, but do I believe? Lord, are you there? Lord, where are you when I need you? This is what makes Jesus weep. He says, you can speak the words, you can say you believe it, but when it really becomes tough, where is your faith? Where is your trust? Where is your humility? Do we place the world still on our own shoulders? Or are we willing to give it to him? That's why he came into this world. He says, give it all to me. Because otherwise you will be overwhelmed. That's why he knew he could stay away, but when he came face to face with the tomb of Lazarus, at that moment, he wept. He wept out of love for us all. And so in this Lenten season, we stop, we pause, we reflect, we pray, and we say, Lord, do I simply profess that I have faith? Do I profess that I trust, or am I truly living it? Am I truly saying, yes, Lord, I trust in you no matter what? I humble myself that even when it's tough, especially when it's tough, especially when I don't understand, I believe that your plan will be revealed to me. I believe that your action will be seen, that your love will be known. I believe that perfection is still yet to come. And so those simple words, "and Jesus wept," can mean so much at so many different times in our lives. And that's why I say, lock it in right here. Because I guarantee you, there will be many moments in your prayer if you just remember that phrase. Lord, let me never forget that in all your divinity, all your glory, all your majesty, all your power, you became completely man for me. You loved us so much that you wept. You wept out of love for us. And all we have to do in return is never forget that love. Amen? Amen.